Every furry convention cancelled forever. Thousands of speechless furs stand in shock at their blog feeds early this morning as their favorite annual event split the dust. All furry conventions worldwide are cancelled. We are very sorry for the inconvenience and disappointment this will undoubtedly cause to our attendees, reads the parting message from Furry Weekend Atlanta chairman/CEO Tiger Paw, who cited a declining economy as the cause of the convention going under and then dash, despite apparent success and relatively favorable media coverage of this year's event just 2 weeks ago. All other events are reporting that operations will cease immediately for one reason or another. The furry community erupted with noise and excitement in response to the news. One long-term furry fan expressed his frustration. "What shocks the hell out of me," tweets Silver Lima, of Detroit, "is that all conventions threw in the towel at exactly the same time." Indeed, in a downright spectacular coincidence, each con delivered the bad news at exactly 12:00 PM GMT. "I'm baffled. All of these events were incredible experiences for me. I wouldn't have missed them for the world," laments Herpaderp Jones, who claims to have attended every convention ever, including those which ran concurrently. "I have a lot of money and patience, so I would visit RCFM on Friday and then fly up to FA, United on Saturday." Other conventions had their own reasons for splitting the scene. "We have been struggling with a great amount of internal strife and feel it would be best to go on a permanent hiatus," explained a Califer staffer on her live journal. "One event is looking for a more profitable audience. We're bored with the non-profit stuff. The overhead involved in running Anthrocon is massive. Hence, we're replacing the event with Caplacon, which will provide a necessary income for our devoted staff. Don't ask us why, but the Star Trek fandom is where the money is." ConFuzz's head of convention operations Brathan Blackpaw explained the UK con's departure, which echoed that of RBW a few weeks earlier. "We couldn't possibly top last year's fun, so we decided to quit while we're ahead. You can't have too much of a good thing." From Megaplex chairman Yappy Fox: "We couldn't possibly top ConFuzzled last year, so we're just giving up. We can't compete with that level of awesome. When it was pointed out that ConFuzzled is on another continent, is half the size, and had just announced its own closure, everyone just sort of shrugged and said, meh." In Connecticut, Furfright is closing up shop facing a lawsuit with the Rira for playing an obscure song during a masquerade skit. In Canada, every hotel with reasonable enough prices for the target demographic has been suddenly struck by lightning or fallen into a sinkhole. And in California, Further Confusion's chairman has spontaneously combusted. FCN, scheduled to run next weekend in Novi, Michigan, didn't state an immediate reason. When asked privately, one staffer is reported to have shrugged and stated everyone else was doing it. Finally, Furtastic closed its doors before even bothering to announce that a new up-and-coming convention was on its way. Why the team cared to register a new domain name for the non-existent event and trouble the community with its brief hello and bye forever announcement is unclear and likely to remain a mystery.